USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're set to begin day 27 of the partial government shutdown, and President Trump is holding firm for his border wall money. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham thinks the president should open up government and negotiate over border security.
I just don't see another path. If this doesn't work, then you better do the executive action, because I don't see any legislative solution.
President Trump has signed a bill that will give workers affected by the partial shutdown back pay. The House and Senate had voted to give back pay to some 800,000 federal employees either furloughed or working without wages during the shutdown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked the president to delay his State of the Union address. She said he could either submit his report to Congress in writing, or he could deliver it alone in the Oval Office. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How did you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.